This is Northwest News from KNKX. More people than ever before are using mass transit in King County. Authorities say rides on buses and light rail totaled about 150 million last year, making Seattle the nation's fastest growing large metropolitan region for transit use. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has that story.
System-wide, Sound Transit and King County Metro are reporting a 5% increase in ridership counted last year. At the heart of that growth is the recent expansion of Link Light Rail, with new stations added in Capitol Hill and at the University of Washington.
And that really got light rail to very dense communities and to big transit communities up at the UW, for example.
Rod Dembowski chairs the King County Council's Transportation Committee. He says at the same time they did a major restructuring of the bus system
to feed the expanded light rail system. So we've made a system together, buses and light rail, along with the other forms of transit, that works better.
He says changes to the bus service affected nearly a third of Metro's operating hours. And overall, ridership on local Metro bus routes is down. But it's way up on light rail and rapid ride express buses. This means some commuters now have to transfer instead of taking a single ride. But overall, they're getting more reliable service. A looming concern is what will happen when the expansion of the Washington State Convention Center in Seattle forces all the buses out of the downtown transit tunnel. That's expected to happen sometime in 2018. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.